the newest thing we're most excited about is called Wipeout, and it's a new thrill ride that will be joining our, you know, collection of classic rides in the park. And this ride will lift riders up 30 feet in the air, kind of spin them and send them for a whirl.
And what else do you have out there that's new?
We are also having what's called River Dog Mugs and Suds, and it's a new food stand in the park. And what it is a throwback to kind of the old-style root beer stands that you'd see. So we're going to have root beer floats for the family, craft beer, including some local favorites on tap for adults. But that's new in Moonlight Square this year, which is a great area to kind of sit down with the family and enjoy a root beer float or a nice craft beer. Of course, we've got our new lineup of live shows that play daily here every day except Monday in the park, and those always include shows that feature hit songs from today and yesterday, and then a kids show as well.
And there are going to be some special events this summer, too, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. We have a lineup of special events that kind of go on throughout the summer. Starting this weekend, we've got the Try for Joe Triathlon on Saturday morning before the park opens. And then we've got a big band dance on Saturday night. And then looking ahead to next weekend is Summer Fair, which is always a favorite in Cincinnati. And then looking on down the line, we've got the La Rosa's Balloon Glow on July 3rd, which is a wonderful, you know, 4th of July tradition now for people to come and see the hot air balloons and fireworks on the 3rd of July. And then, of course, in the fall, we are excited to have our Fire Up the Night International Fireworks Competition. This year we'll feature fireworks teams from Japan, Germany, and Spain, and we are very excited to see what they've got to offer us this year. And then we'll end with our Halloween festival in October.
Will the recent opening of the new Belterra Park, which used to be River Downs and, of course, has now been very much upgraded, create more of a critical mass of people coming out there, or will it create more traffic problems?
Well, I don't think it would be a problem. We're already equipped to handle quite a bit of traffic from Riverbend concerts. You know, so we are used to seeing large crowds coming down. We hope that it will, you know, give us a nice boost, and new people coming maybe to Belterra that haven't been to Coney in a few years will see us and come back. And we're really excited about the opening of Belterra Park and what it's doing for the community down here in California. It's great.
Amy Pass is a spokeswoman for Cincinnati's Coney Island. I'm Steve Hirschberg.